All right, guys, welcome.
This is just so professional tonight.
Here, bring us
guys,
in,
welcome
Pete.
To another episode of You're on the List. It's your boy, Petey Boy Jones, with Brett Ernst here at the Comedy Store studio. Down in the basement of the Comedy Store, we're battling all sorts of technical difficulties, but we made it, guys.
We made it.
We're live on Brett's phone, which is nice. Slowly sliding down the
and there we go. Oh, that's
there
good. That's
go.
Even
that's
a better
fine.
Angle.
That's good. Now you can just stick your head in there.
Okay.
I don't think we have a list that we know we're going to do yet. We're going to go to the
we're very prepared.
We're going to go to the watchers, the viewers, if you will, to see if we can come up with a list for today's episode. It's the summertime. We had a little bit of a heat wave out here on the West Coast. I think the East Coast just had one as well. So we're just trying to stay cool, man.
It was pretty hot. It was like 115 degrees. I'm just gonna hold this
yeah.
thing.
And where you're, it's hot where you are.
Yeah, I was out in the Conejo Valley, which by the way means rabbit in Spanish.
Yeah. I was talking to this comedian Deborah DiGiovanni yesterday, and if you have MoviePass, what she was telling me was she was just like she just looks at the movies and she's like, what piece of shit can I sit through just to get the air conditioning? You know what I mean? Yesterday she sat through the Jurassic Park movie.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
did you see it?
For the AC? No, she said it was horrible. But just for the air conditioning. I want to get MoviePass. I was thinking about getting MoviePass. Do you know about MoviePass? You pay a certain amount a month and you just get the
AC. Yeah.
I think that's a good move.
Pete. Yeah, listen, guys. What do you want us to do? We could just shut it off.
Shut the podcast off? Should we just stop doing the podcast? Anyway, good conversation so far.
Well, I'm trying to...
trying to get something going here.
I think you got to turn me down.
Yeah. Oh, you're in your earphone? Is it too loud?
Yeah, it's too loud.
Well,
I don't know which one it is. What's up, Jimmy? Whatever one you just hit. Hello? You just turned it down. That's fine. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
You don't need to hear yourself, dude.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Hey, do we have any duct tape?
Oh, my God.
Is there duct tape in there?
This might be rock bottom for us right here.
No, this is great. This is what makes podcasting awesome. This show's sick.
Yeah.
As I was saying, Conejo means rabbit. Mm-hmm. So I live in the Rabbit Valley. And guess what?
What's that?
There's a shit ton of rabbits.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You know.
That's good.
So,
have you ever eaten rabbit?
Nah, dude, I haven't. You?
I believe I've eaten rabbit in England before.
Really?
I believe I had some rabbit, yeah.
Why?
I'm not proud of it. I just think, I've eaten it before.
It's called Hassenpfeffer, right?
I don't know what it's called, but it's too cute of an animal to eat, I feel.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. It was not a good look on my part. But anyway, dude, tell me, what else is happening?
Let's see. Well, since last week.
How's family life?
Tomorrow or on Tuesday, me and Pete are going to be on in Steve Burns' film.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. We're playing kind of ourselves, I guess.
We're playing ourselves, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, we're playing two stereotypical Italian guys that may or may not do cocaine.
Oh, did you read the script?
I think it's just like, we're just kind of like these mooching Italian comedians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're just
are we on stage performing or
no we're at like an open mic and I think the main character, Jimmy O Yang's character, needs a wingman, and his buddy's like, well, why don't you ask the Joeys, and he's like, no, those guys are always broke, and you know they may do cocaine. I mean, I don't know. And then like later on in the scene, you know, I think I forget, it's either you or I go,
you guys got any blow?
Hey, man, how about a brewski? You know, like, can you spot me a brewski? And then, like, you or me or whoever, like, leans over to the girls and goes, hey, girls, you got any, you girls like blow? So it's just, you know, it's, I don't know how realistic it is, but.
I got Daniels telling you, hey, Wolfman, good job on Access TV.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
man.
So your new season of your list show on Access TV just started.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what the fuck, man?
It's another great season of raking in triple digits. I appreciate you watching the show. It's been fun, you know. But I go in, I shot a whole season in 40 minutes.
Well, maybe we could poach some of their top tens. What was some of those top tens?
Top ten songs that about sex. That's one of them.
What was number one? I smell sex and candy.
They were like all like rock and roll-y songs.
I want your sex.
Yeah. You know what I think number one would be? Would be that Nine Inch Nails?
Head Like a Hole.
I want to feel you from the inside. You know,
that's
what I'm
a good. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That song is sex, right? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's pretty.
You could just do a Two Live Crew's album from 1990.
Yeah, just the entire album.
Hey,
yeah.
We want some puss.
Hey,
everybody. Guys.
Hey.
I'm the Peter Piper of the 1980s.
Yeah, I mean that song's. I mean that the whole album's about sex.
Yeah. Somebody said, she's my cherry pie.
Oh, yeah, that was on there. I think Cherry
was
Pie
cherry
was
pie on
there.
It?
Yeah, Cherry Pie was
What
on
about
there.
Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton?
No, I don't think that was on there.
That's about her vagine.
Oh.
Hey, Pete, why the long face?
Oh.
You know what I love about this? Not only the lighting's tremendous in here.
Oh, yeah, it's great. This is studio lighting in here at the...
Yeah.
It looks like it's an exposed light bulb surrounded by what seems to be a crazy person's sort of word salad up there.
All right, Jake Pappalardo wants me to say a Kiss song. Kiss isn't a real band, dude. Okay?
Pappalardo in the house. Wow, what is interesting.
Wait, hold on. Somebody just said, Evan said spinoff show. What was Saved by the Bell a spinoff show of?
Saved by the Bell?
Ooh, Wayne said Darling Nikki is a great song.
Darling Nikki.
I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. Remember that song?
Yeah.
By Prince?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff James, what's going on, buddy? He's a chef. I ate at his restaurant in Ohio. I'll text me the name of the restaurant again because it's not. I'm trying to do something. Oh, wow. So what was... So we just found this out. I don't know if this is true. Evan, you better be telling the truth. But... Saved by the Bell was a spinoff of Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and I don't even remember Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Who was the character that was spun off?
I don't know.
Was it the principal? Was it Belding? What was he doing?
I don't know. Hey, I'm serious.
Was Belding the anchor?
Can we try and get some? Do we have any duct tape? Do we have, like, tape?
You know,
electrical
MacGyver
tape? Yeah. I'm a MacGyver this shit.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, look at this. We might have something here. I'll have to cover my face, but I'm going to take.
Yeah, here we go.
Look at this.
So far, and this is for everyone that's not watching on Facebook right now. This has been such a great podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's sick.
Because it's really inclusive. There we go.
Well, dude,
what
what the fuck you want me to do here?
I mean, yeah.
Sorry,
I mean,
we all didn't grow up with money, Pete.
Well, I'm just interested to see.
Why don't you do some shit? Well, why don't you keep the fucking podcast going?
Yeah,
while your boy over here is trying to fucking make things work.
Yeah, I'll just describe what's happening right here. Brett's got his phone and he's got a short mic stand and he's going to attempt to tape the phone to the mic stand so it's like kind of like a steady, you know, tripod.
Okay.
What he did was he
can't turn it
he
sideways.
He rounded the tape like you would put like a poster on
and
your
his
wall.
This fucking thing ain't even sticking.
He thought that you can just ball up some tape and it would hold up the weight of the phone on a mic stand.
Hold on, I'm just getting
So this will be like a short range shatter.
Hold
on.
oh yeah, it might break.
It's gonna fall straight down. Let's see. He's now taping the top end. Oh, now he's going to the bottom end right here. He's getting a lot of likes from the live feed. A lot of people laughing at it, really enjoying it. They're enjoying themselves.
Oh, I got the idea.
Now he's attempting to tape it from the top end and hang it over the mic
the
clip.
Camera?
Of the mic stand, he's trying to avoid the camera, so he doesn't want to cover up the camera. But so far, it looks so good. This dangle technique. Oh, wait a second. I think it might. That's actually a pretty decent dangle. But the only issue is now, pal. We gotta like squint to see what the people are saying. If you want to interact with them, you should bring it closer to you. There you go. Bring it closer. Again.
There we go. All right.
Top notch.
There we go.
Hey, a lot of comments.
Yeah, we're getting a
really,
shit ton of comments.
Really? Why don't you...
I can't read them.
Yeah, why don't you put on your bifocals and
hey,
and read them?
All right, listen, Rob, don't take shots. A little pre-show prep can go a long way. Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
We were trying to prep. We're having an outage on the internet.
Yeah, okay? Big outage.
Big outage. We have a four-camera fucking setup here.
Oh, yeah, huge.
With CGI.
With CGI,
okay?
Dude.
And we even have a top 10 list we were going to do.
Yeah.
And that got messed up.
That got messed up. It got lost in the internet. And now we're shooting from the hip.
Yeah, you gotta try and lean in or something.
No, it's okay, dude. I like how
all right,
I like how
we'll just do it.
Yeah,
this way.
Just leave it on you. I mean, I can kind of see.
Yeah,
I can see some stuff.
All right, let's get into it now.
All right, perfect.
Look at this.
Yeah, let's do it.
I hope this doesn't fall.
All right, so why don't you ask the people on the Facebook Live a list that we should do? Let's do a top 10 list of some sort. We're gonna rank something vis-a-vis life or whatever.
So if you're not familiar with the show, what we do is we rank things.
Yes.
Because I've got over almost 50,000 new followers.
Oh, man. 50,000 new followers.
New ones.
That's amazing,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. I'm up to 18 million on Instagram.
Wow. 18 million.
Yeah. And then only 50,000 are watching right now.
Wow. 50,000 people.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It's like, there we go.
Yeah. This is great.
Okay, so why don't we get to it? What do you think? Any ideas?
By the way, we're gonna post the video because we're recording the video right now. We just can't go live.
Yeah. Very good tape technique. I'm very surprised it's lasted this long.
At least I'm fucking trying.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, dude.
Yeah,
I think
I'm trying
you're
to
really
get
doing
going.
A great job here. Let me see if I could read anything here.
There we go. This is right here. This is growing up in the 80s ingenuity.
Someone said your face looks like a skeleton skull in the lighting.
Okay, guys. You know what? We're just going to go.
Top 10 superpowers from Carlos Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Your mom's super. When you say your mom's got her mutant
power.
Top 10
best meals.
Top 10. Let's see. Worst TV shows.
Worst
is good.
TV shows.
Let's
Dan
see.
Lafner's watching.
All right. top 10 Italian cuisines.
Italian cuisines.
I think we've done this.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. My clam sauce. Did I tell you I made a fucking amazing clam sauce the other night?
Tell me about the clam sauce.
Oh, it was tremendous. It was tremendous. I got a whole new technique now.
Oh, nice.
And I'm trying to, trying to always improve.
Yeah, you got to improve.
Life's improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's a small thing, an adjustment of the amount of butter you use or something like that.
There's a secret ingredient that I use.
Uh-huh.
And then I did something with it. I'll tell you off air because I love you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're not going to share that on the air. You can't just
Carlos says top 10 excuses Petey can make for dinner, for missing dinner.
Oh, there we go.
Number one, my imaginary dog that didn't exist at the time. Actually, I can't joke about that. Your dog ended up getting sick.
All right, well, let's see. So Carlos had some good top 10 superpowers. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think either way, whether we come up with a list of it or not, I think
I like that.
One of the ones that I'd want would be like a super speed, like being able to like just go to, you know,
dude,
London
did
or
we
something.
Do top 10 comedy clubs in the country? You know what? We can't do that because then all of a sudden
you don't get phone calls.
Yeah, you don't get
people.
Phone calls from certain people.
Yeah.
I will say number one is the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. It's a pretty diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
Any superpowers that you would like, things that you think would be good?
How about this? Instead of doing superpowers, let's just say you get 10 wishes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
No, number one's going to be like 100 more wishes.
No, but I was going to say it can't be 100 more okay. wishes because you just get 10.
Just say an endless amount of wishes now. Okay. Oh, if you had 10 wishes, what would they be?
Yeah, you ever think of that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. I mean, like.
Because you ever see like in the movies when the person gets the wish and then it's like it ends up backfiring?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, you got to be careful
what you wish for.
For
and they always try
right.
to teach that lesson.
Right. What's some of the things that you would wish for?
Here's one. I would wish that whatever anything cost, if I reach in my pocket, I'll have the exact amount.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That way you don't have to make change.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I like that.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let's just say, but then it gets ridiculous. Like, say you want to buy a house for $1.5
million. Yeah.
And I'm going to start pulling out $1.5 million out of my pocket.
It might take a while.
And then the government's going to come. And,
yeah.
And, you know, next thing you know, you get RICO'd.
Yeah. Your pocket gets repossessed. They repossess your pants.
Wait, somebody said, well, great. What's Greg's good one? Carlos, we missed it. Says Greg had a good one.
Can you scroll back?
Wait, don't fuck with this thing.
Don't fuck with it. What was Greg's good one, Carlos?
Yeah.
Carlos is
what
like
was
our,
top 10
our producer from like,
he's at work.
He's like he's producing this podcast from his job. Like, what was that there, Carlos? Carlos, screw the
Carlos,
calls.
What the fuck was that? What was the top 10 when you said it's a good one?
In. Carlos is saying we got a caller on line 2.
Oh, okay. This is a great one. What top 10 restaurants on the road.
Okay.
Now, you don't do the road, but we can pretend you do.
Me?
I'm just kidding.
But Yeah,
you see, what are you looking at your phone for?
Well, I don't know.
You got to pay attention to this phone.
Yeah, okay. So what do you mean?
All right, we'll do that. We'll talk about that later. Speaking of restaurants.
No, cuz we've done that before. We've done like the Cheesecake Factory, the
top 10 restaurants on the road?
I mean like you know.
What's up? Hey, Corey Negrelli.
Hey, shout out to Corey.
Buddy.
Hey, Corey. What's up, buddy?
See, this is ADD shit. Now I'm getting distracted. I can't look at the comments.
Yeah. This is a bad
So catch
setup
me up, man. What's what happened with you this weekend? Anything good?
Nothing, man. You know, I was
are you watching the World Cup?
I'm watching the World Cup. England is playing right now to see who goes to the final. They're playing Croatia, so I've been watching that. That's been cool. I was in Vegas for a day, came home.
What were you hosting?
I was hosting a girl's birthday party at a very rich man's house.
So wait, now, just out of curiosity, how does that work? You're just in their living room going, hey, everybody, buddy!
No, it's a back. It was like their backyard, and they had like a full, you know, stage set up, DJ, lights, and it was like a whole, you know, a dance floor. It was like going to someone's wedding.
Really?
Except it was a birthday party for a 25-year-old.
So what, did you, like, was there events?
No, I just like, I hype them up, you know, get a dance circle going.
Oh my God, that's awful!
Yeah,
you sound like a gay best friend.
No, that's what I do. I mean, that's yeah.
That's what gay best friends do.
Yeah, I was paid to be a gay best friend. It
Let's
was great.
Go, girls, in yeah. the circle.
Well, I don't say it like that, you know.
Take your shoes off.
But yeah, it was pretty. It was a lot of fun, and yeah. So I mean, I did that, and then I just hopped right back in the car, went to the airport, and went home.
What's up, Gouchy?
What's up, Gouch?
So you just went in and out.
In and out, smash and grab, dude. Smash and grab. You know, and what then I came home and then went back to the heat, you know, and that was it. You know, just been doing, you know, corporate stuff. I was in Huntington Beach yesterday. Felt great in the morning. And then I got back to West Hollywood. It was like 100 degrees. I was like, what's going on? And then I realized that's why people live by the water. It's cooler there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
My brother in Santa Monica. It's amazing.
Yeah. It made sense. I was like, oh, okay. It's fucking sweaty.
Hey, Mike Ricka just called me Fugazi.
Uh-oh.
Three People Like Us podcast is one of the best. I don't know if you've ever listened to it.
Yes.
It's fucking phenomenal. Mike, yeah. are you guys still doing the podcast? Dead air.
Yeah, it's always good when you have the dead air, dude. Yeah, I was like waiting for the phone
to
answer back.
How about this? I got the list.
What?
Top 10 things to ever go wrong with a podcast.
Okay, perfect. I like that. That's a good idea.
Let's start with number one.
Number one, you can't log into your... Well, I don't know if this is number one, but you can't
No,
you can't
what's
log
number one
Facebook.
Is that when your co-host forgets the computer.
Okay.
So we could put that in there.
It's
number one.
Okay. I like this list. I'm gonna go with this. I like this. You forget. Let's just put you just forget the equipment, whatever.
No,
equipment
no. Well, we
got to
be
need.
Specific because okay. There's really top 10 things that are going on.
Okay. You forget the computer.
Yeah. Number one, forget the computer.
Okay.
Two, you live 5 minutes down the street and show up 20 minutes late.
I was on time.
Just put that
you
in there.
Just
anyways.
Mean like
just
past.
Put it in there
okay.
Yeah, in the past.
Okay. Live close, but you're still late.
we. No pre-production. We just wing it.
Live close. Still late. Absolutely no preparation.
No preparation.
Absolutely. This is a good one, dude. Absolutely no prep.
No prep is
okay.
Good. All right, so awesome. Let's take some time.
not... What would be? Wait, what is it? What is this list? Top 10 ways that
things
go wrong.
That you could make ruin a podcast.
That can ruin a podcast
when both the co-hosts are 78 years old and know nothing about technology. That can help. when you have two old fucking co-hosts.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah.
Yes, Chris, I'm definitely coming through, buddy. Me and Carlos, and hopefully Pete, if he can sneak up there. And I'm sure DJ Sandu will pop in. Do you know that I saw DJ in New York? I was in New York, and I went to I went out, and he was there.
Yeah.
And then when I was in Chicago,
he just
showed up.
Yeah.
He's always out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That kid hustles.
Well, he books himself on the road a lot, and yeah, he's around. He gets around.
Mm-hmm.
He gets around. It's fine. I never now, you know, since he moved to LA, I never see him because he's always on the road. It's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything? Any other lists?
We'll get back to this. Let's talk some more.
All right.
Let's get this going.
All right. Yeah, let's...
So do you like the Supreme Court nominee?
Kavanaugh. Yeah. Why not? Let's do it.
I don't even know who he is.
This whole thing is.
I don't know. You know. That's what's funny to me is that how people are talking about it. You don't know anything about Supreme Court justices, good or bad. Oh, this guy's a good pick. This guy's. You didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
Rhetorically.
I mean, I don't know. Fake people out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the one thing I noticed, though. Trump made the announcement at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 o'clock, people were already in front of the Capitol, but they were holding signs that had his name on it, but they were, printed already.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people knew it was he had a final two or three, and I think a lot of people knew he
was
Trump's
Kavanaugh
guy.
They printed up three different versions. It's almost like when the NFL makes two Super Bowl t-shirts.
Yeah. Now you got to use those other posters at different protests.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But they said, you know, get rid of Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
But they were already printed up.
Yeah, man.
People were all there and the woman speaking and everybody's going, "No!" And they're holding the signs. It's I kind of got a feeling that you guys I sound like Frank Pantangeli there.
Yeah.
I kind of got a feeling you guys were already ready to go.
Yeah.
No matter who came out.
Yeah, well.
So do you think they had five different printed signs?
I think they had.
Or they narrowed it down to three?
I think they narrowed it down to three, and then they just took a chance. And the guy at the print shop
now, what
was
if it
like,
would have
yo,
been
it's
one
going to cost you a lot of money here. You got to pick one. Who do you... Like, they had their own Supreme Court justice to pick as well. Like, they had to make their pick before Trump officially made his pick.
I'm going
to
steal that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. They're like, all right, guys, who do you think he's going to pick?
Who
do you think he's going to pick?
Yeah, and they're just
debating
it.
Well, who do we want least?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about this? How about we print up 4,000 flyers?
Yeah.
And with times that by three.
Yeah.
We'll do six. So we have 2,000 a piece.
Yeah, you think Trump was under a lot of pressure? It's like, what if the guys making the posters, they picked wrong? What if they made the wrong pick? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're being a hole. Trump, you know, it's like, you know, Trump had it easier. Trump's making the rules. People making the posters are just
like,
going on gut
instinct. And there's one with a house hand that says resist.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Just at least wait a day and just.
Yeah, you could have delayed the protest.
Should be protesting now.
Yeah, just.
But you're pretty much there already.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the.
God, I fucking hate people.
Yeah, they had nice glossy signs.
Yeah.
Those were not printed in 20 minutes. Those things
they were already ready to go.
Yeah, that was like, you know.
And then they sent the other signs over to Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
That they didn't use.
Yep.
I forgot what comic has a great joke about that, but I forgot who it was. But they're like, you know, in Africa, the kids think the Buffalo Bills are the greatest football team of all time. Because they have the Buffalo Bill World Champion shirts. Like, they don't know who the fuck won a Super Bowl.
6 years in a row. Yeah. Like, they've won the NFL.
They must think the Patriots suck.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Buffalo Bills. Jim Kelly's a hero in Africa.
Yeah, they got him as the top dynasty of all time. Next, the Minnesota Vikings.
That's great, man. That is really funny.
Yeah,
it's true though.
So now these kids in Africa think that there's a new. They got the whole Supreme Court justice from America.
Yeah,
they're holding up fucking signs that the guys that they printed and they shipped over there.
Oh man,
they're burning them.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, so the Supreme Court get picked. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I wish you could get in on this. People need to see your face.
Oh, did he just snort? Yeah, he snorted, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. So yeah, I mean, and that's it. That's what's happening. I don't know about the news anymore, man.
That's a great one. Greg said, "How about top 10 sports teams if the podcast was in Africa?"
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Who would it be?
Number one's the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills.
They think that's the best team.
Yeah. Who else would be like a good? The Atlanta Braves. For a while in the 90s.
Well, they were winning, though.
No, but they either won or they, like,
lost.
No,
it's
got to
be the team that consistently lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the Bills.
Yeah, Bills is number one.
The Bills and then, like, you know.
How you doing?
That's kind of tough.
Thank you, Molly.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it's great. Now, we're going to do top 10 things that make a podcast go wrong.
Yeah.
This is it right now. I would say that this is one of the worst ones we did?
Without question.
Frigiano, I already said Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings would be there as well.
Co-hosts don't like technology. What about...
Trina wants to see your face, Pete.
There's no...
Take a look.
Hey, Trina.
Take a look.
Hey, Trina.
Take a
hey,
look.
Hey, Trina.
Look at that fucking guinea face. Look at that elongated fucking... Look at that. Yeah. Get the teeth in there. Get the hair going. It's Wolfie.
That's right. Wolfman Jack here. Basement of the Comedy Store. What about some things make a terrible podcast is not having a subject for the podcast?
Well, the thing is
not having a topic.
Well, yeah. Well, we were supposed to look it up because, well, you don't have your computer, but we had some good lists of things we wanted to do.
Right.
Which now we're drawing a blank.
Yeah.
And then the fact that I got one.
Yeah.
When your fucking camera's being held up by duct tape.
Yeah.
You should put that on there.
No tripod, just duct tape.
Just duct tape.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's a sign of the times, man. I mean,
your co-host you can't even see.
Yeah.
And I got one. When one of the hosts his eyes are so sunken in.
Yeah.
That the light makes him look like a fucking ghoul.
Yeah, you look like you're wearing sunglasses.
It looks like a fucking skull.
Yeah, you look like...
He looks like a face on an Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah, looks like the skull of Ray Charles.
That was terrible. That wasn't even funny. That wasn't even original.
Looked like Stevie Wonder getting an X-ray. Sunken in eyes under bad lighting. All right,
yeah, that's
I like
good.
That.
Bad lighting?
Yeah, bad lighting. Bad lighting is good.
When I have an iPhone 2, and that's what we're recording on?
How old is your phone? That's not a bad phone, is it?
I think it's a 5 or a 6.
Oh,
no,
you're doing fine.
I don't understand these people.
That need to get the newest phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even these assholes that stand in line for a movie. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a grown man. Why are you dressed as fucking Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah. I don't like the iPhone tool. Earbuds without the wires on them.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It looks weird.
Yeah, it looks like they got shit in their ear.
Look like an amputee or something.
Yeah, it's off.
Yeah, just get a fight. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever do that. I think I'll always stick with an actual physical wiring from my ear to whatever it's getting plugged
into. Well, I could
do
the headset with the Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's fine. That's normal.
I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth.
It's just the buds sticking out of your ear. It just looks weird.
Yeah.
Looks like someone shot one in your ear. So what else? You got any comments there from
Well,
the
I will say
the,
this. I will say that... that we when people are going to see the video of me setting up the camera,
yeah,
that might be the fun part of it. When you guys see it, when we have it actually recorded, we got the cameras here going.
Right, right.
We just couldn't get it onto the feed, so
yeah.
All right, let's done talking. Let's get into some shit.
All right, yeah, let's get into it, pal.
Not the list. Fuck the list.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Give
let's
me something.
About, let's, talk,
let's go.
Let's talk about life.
Let's World Cup.
World Cup is happening. Yeah.
Croatia and England.
Croatia and England right now.
I'm rooting for England.
France is in the final already.
Okay.
So it's going to be France and somebody. Mm-hmm. France and England or France and Croatia?
Well, all right. I got to go with Croatia in a sense because my sister's family is all from Croatia.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But with that being said.
Yeah.
We'd like to see an old school 1700 matchup between France and England.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
You know what I mean?
A couple of like, regattas meeting in the
crumpets versus the croissants.
The croissants.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like the that's a cross channel rivalry right there.
You know what else is crazy is how Italy and America
didn't even qualify.
How is that possible?
Yeah, they didn't even get in there. Italy, I'm more surprised with. America,
yeah.
I get, you yeah. know. America, we, you know, we're the number one youth sport is soccer, but then once you graduate high school, no one's playing soccer anymore.
Yeah, I think you play soccer as a kid because it's safe.
Yeah, and you're running baseball. Around. It keeps you busy, tires you out. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not getting a ball thrown at your head really fast.
Yeah.
You know, but after that, it's like, you know, it's not a popular sport. So America not being in the World Cup, I understand. But Italy,
it's like
a
thing.
I mean, it's guys, you know, drinking espressos and playing soccer.
I think Sebastian was talking about where he's like, Italy's like the whole team is gorgeous.
Yeah. They're just stunning. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know the Italian soccer team smells phenomenal.
Oh, of course.
You know when they're sitting there kicking.
Like it's almost
like,
probably distracting.
Yeah. Somebody's going, oh my God, is that fucking.
They're just like handsome.
Yves Saint Laurent or whatever the fuck it is. And the guy just.
Just
guy
so
runs by, yeah, you get a waft of fucking the Gio.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that guy smells amazing.
It's like sipping some like Lavazza, you know, espresso or something. Some
yeah, they're on the sideline fucking with the pinky out.
Yep.
Shooting espresso shots and then fucking getting
scoring
back in
goals.
The game.
Yeah. Doing great.
Fucking hair gel everywhere.
Yeah. That's how they win.
Yeah.
Little oil
and
slicks
just did,
around
they didn't
the,
make it.
They didn't make it, which is surprising. But I'm happy to see, you know, England usually doesn't do too hot in the World Cup.
No.
It's been, you know, I mean, at least in our lifetime. So,
well, I mean,
it's
but like Manchester United and
but half of those teams are made up of people from other countries.
Yeah.
You know, in the English Premiership is sort of like the, you know, creme de la creme of sports leagues, but it's made up of people from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, I mean, they're all, are you know, it's also a religion in England, you know, soccer is. So, you know,
but
there
you would
are,
figure
there
they
are
have a
lot
great
of great
team,
English
right?
players. I don't want to make it seem like there's a lot of great English players. So, you know, you would think that they would do better than what they normally do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But, you know, it's been an exciting World Cup because so many goals happen like in the last couple of minutes and like either changes the game or, you know, someone wins and like it's like the last couple minutes and there's like this magical goal and it's happened a bunch of times. So it's been making the World Cup pretty exciting this year. What do you got?
No, a buddy of mine just said ESPN Classics was airing the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. The Milgram versus Ernst in 1989. I just want to let you know something, Jay. We fucking won last, okay? And when you stopped the game, we were going in to score.
I'm assuming that's an old high school football rivalry, or?
No, when we were kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Was it football?
Yeah, we were playing football.
Yeah, there you go.
American football.
American football.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
And I played soccer as a kid, though. I was a goalie.
Yeah. I could see you as a goalie.
Yeah, I was a goalie.
Yeah.
And then I wish I played baseball. I talk about that all the time.
There was a good Italian goalie, Tony Miola.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was
like
a big
the Cosmos. Didn't you hang out with him?
No, I never knew Tony Miola. But
really?
Yeah.
Really?
I never knew him.
Really?
Never knew Tony Miola. But I'll tell you, when he commentates the games for the World Cup, it's pretty funny after every time someone scores. And I don't know if this is just a goalie doing it, but you know, because he's a goalie, but after a time, they'll like replay a goal, and then he'll be like, Rodriguez never had a chance. There's nothing he can do. Like, talking about the keeper, like the goalkeeper. And I'm like, no, he could have fucking stopped it.
Jumped in front of the ball. Could have done his fucking job.
But he always says, he's always like, yeah, there's nothing he could do about it. I'm like, no, he could have positioned himself to stop the ball.
He threw himself in front of the fucking moving object.
Don't be an apologist for all these other score, you know, these goalkeepers.
Sticking up
goalkeepers.
Goalie code.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't want to break the goalie code.
I just saw Ant-Man. There's
nothing he could do.
How was it?
I liked the first Ant-Man.
It was good, man. I liked it. I meant, you know.
Is the Wasp a woman?
No, it's some. It's one of your people, a little white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just goes
no, the
out
wasp,
playing
her,
golf.
Her, yeah. Her,
it just,
she's got a polo on and a little sweater over her shoulders. Little golf skirt, and she's always
Ant-Man
walking around going, oh, I wonder what the poor people are doing.
The Ant-Man and the Wasp was just about the Ant-Man just being at a Ralph Lauren factory or something.
Yeah.
It was just, Just stuck.
Yeah. She drives around in a Lexus.
Stuck in Nantucket. Stuck in Cape Cod.
Yeah, their headquarters is in fucking Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
And they drive around on a yacht and
He's trying to catch the next dinghy to shore.
Yeah,
off the yacht. You
and
know?
Her superpower is she could say racist things behind closed doors.
Yeah. And no one calls
passive aggressively.
Her on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets celebrated for it.
She drinks mimosas during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so tell me, it was a good movie?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, I want to see that movie.
It was good. I mean, look, you know, I like the funny, you know, the Paul Rudd does a great job. Yeah. I like the Spanish kid.
I love Paul Rudd, man. That guy's great.
But, you know, it's getting to a point, though, where it's like, it's comical. I mean, again, they did the gender thing where they made Ghost a woman when it's usually a man.
Right.
But that doesn't bother me. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it's not like they made the Joker a female.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Who would play the Joker if it was a female? Leslie Jones?
No. The chick from Saturday Night Live is really good. The blonde girl.
Oh, yeah. Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
She'd be great.
I bet she'd kill it, man. I bet she'd kill it.
Oh, I could picture her as the Joker.
Yeah, she's talented.
Dude, this podcast is going to get played in like, you know, 5 years. And then we're going to be like, yeah, we called it. Kate McKinnon's going to be the next Joker.
Well, I mean, pretty soon there's, you know, they're just going to eliminate men.
Yeah, can't have them in movies anymore.
No. Hey, guys, thanks for creating all this. We're going to take it from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the Ocean's 11 with the girls?
No. Did it even come out yet?
I don't know. I think so. I think that came out, didn't it?
No.
With Sandra Bullock.
That's your bitch-ass dad's favorite movie.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8.
Dude, John Mulaney.
I liked it
John
better
Mulaney
than the, I, you gotta admit, I gotta like I liked it better than the first two.
John Mulaney did a joke about how there could never be an Ocean's 11 made up of women. Have you ever seen that?
No.
And he like totally called it because they wound up making it. But he was like, yeah, you can never make a heist movie with women because they would just like, you know, they would just be making like, you know, passive aggressive like, you know, comments to each other. And he's like, you know, it's a girl like trying to open up like this the safe, and she's like, and he's like, oh, and she like looks to the side and she's like, oh. She goes, I love that you just wear anything, you know. Like, it's like, you know, they're trying to pull off a heist, but you know, these women will just be bickering. They'll just go and like talk shit about the other
women.
Yeah,
the backhanded compliments.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about this last night. I think we talked about on the thing is how it's so much harder for them.
Yeah,
in a sense, just in general. And it's not by design, it's by nature. They have to deal with three things, okay? First and foremost, other women.
Yep.
Okay, so you have a woman that's just making her way through life. You know that I would say, and this may be on the low end, 70%, or it could be in the high end. We'll just say 70.
Okay.
Already hate this girl, you know? Because they got to deal with that shit. Then the next thing they got to deal with is the jerk-off guy and the fucking frat boy.
Yeah.
You know, those jerk-off people. So they got the guys they got to weed through. And then they have another thing, that the gay dude.
Yeah.
You know, the gay dudes like on Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, and they're always catty and ripping on them, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I went to you and said, you know, I can't believe you wore that shirt, you would be like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have anything that is, you know, that other than other dudes trying to kill us.
Right, right.
Or knock us out.
Exactly.
But, like, you know, I'm not going to, if I'm in a room full of, like, 10 guys, right, there's not going to be one, like, staring at me going, I fucking hate this guy. Look, he thinks he's all that.
Yeah.
And if he is, then he'll be ostracized from the group.
Yeah.
Like your bitch-ass dad.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, and then, you know, and then what, we're not afraid of women.
Yeah.
I mean, they could lie on you and get you fucked up. But I mean, other than that, what they're not really going to hurt us physically.
It's amazing how much I'm hearing from guys like, be like, oh, man, you know, I don't really know her, man. I just don't want her to like fucking meet to me. You hear that from people?
There are guys that are afraid of that.
Yeah.
I mean, because
but like well, nice when, guys, you know, that are what? Just afraid. Like that's like a real fear.
Well, because they you know, like because you see what happened with like the Aziz thing, and then you're seeing what can just happen in on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or you know, and
you rate me.
But I'm saying is that you know, somebody said made a comment about, you know, about their sons dating. Like, I'd be nervous to have my sons were dating. I'm like, I got two nieces. I'm fucking worried for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think I don't want to get into this because it's too heavy, but I think shit happens way more. Like, all right, somebody said something brilliant to me, and it was actually Ruben Paul. So shout out to Ruben. But he's like, you know, people view they view life through their experiences, which that's not the brilliant part.
Right.
But like, people that are always accusing people of being racist, people that are always accusing people of stealing, people that are always, they're viewing the world as a racial world because themselves may think that way.
Right.
And then people that are oblivious to things probably don't view the world that way.
Yeah, I agree.
So now there's probably a lot of shit that happens to women that, you know, we would never know about.
Yeah.
Because it can't be just all of these girls making, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are those misconstrued, like, you know, but I'm saying on a whole, because women do, there have been women that have lied about it.
Yeah.
But on a whole, I'm sure that you talk to girls, I'm sure they all have an experience where they were fucking nervous.
Dude, of course.
Because we know, you have friends, and it's never guys, it's, you know, you have friends that you're like, I wouldn't, like, you know, like, I've met some comics where I'm like, I could see that.
Yeah.
If somebody came, I could see that, you know, or whatever. But like you said, when you have more women in your life, you start to worry more.
Yeah.
You know? And whatever. Getting back to the fun part.
Yeah, dude.
But now, like, guys, though, we don't have to deal with, like, a catty dude.
Yeah.
So think about that. Now, I'm not saying it's by design. I think it's nature. I think it's human nature. Because as guys, we don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying all women, but every woman I've ever been with will walk in somebody's house and comment on the decorations.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that means something to them.
Yeah.
Or they'll notice what somebody's wearing.
Yep.
My mind doesn't even fucking go
register,
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is insane. My wife got her fucking hair cut. And you know, they always say guys don't notice. But she told me she was cutting it short.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't look different at all to me.
Yeah.
So to her, she's like, I can't believe I cut it this short. I'm like, it looks the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she showed me pictures and her hair was longer.
Right? Right, right, right.
And I'm like, wow. There's this girl where I get my eyebrows waxed.
Here we go.
Her name's Stacy. And I saw her in line and with my wife. And she hadn't seen my wife in a year. And she, first thing out of her mouth, oh my God, you colored and cut your hair.
She knew, yeah. She
right out
tell.
The fucking gate.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah. They have like little, you know, mental memories of what the hair was, the length, the color.
But I'm saying, so that, I don't think that's taught.
No.
So now when you have these women that are like that they're, oh, like when you watch these reality shows and you watch what women love and these women bickering and arguing and over parties and I can't believe she wore the same fucking dress that I wore. She knew it was my party and all that shit.
Yeah.
That's on them. That's on fucking them. We don't do that. Mm. If me and you had the same outfit on, I'd be like, dude, where'd you get it?
Yeah. Or I'd laugh and think it was funny or something.
I mean, I'm not saying all women, but I'm saying when you watch a lot, and I'm not, I'm just, I've been around a lot to know that it is the norm that women have this fucking thing where they have their own set of etiquettes.
Yeah. You got the etiquettes. Know? Yeah, man. I hear it, dude.
What's Fridge saying?
Let's see. What is the fridge saying right there?
He says, "I shit you not. I hear the crap that my daughters tell us about. These bitches are crazy. These young teenage girls are heartless bastards." Oh, you mean how mean they are to her? Oh yeah, dude. When I was teaching,
yeah,
the bell would ring. Okay, and this is exactly what would happen. The little boys would just fucking run, right in the playground. The girls start to group. And they form little groups, and there's always one girl that they're, like, ostracizing, one girl that another girl hates, then they all hate her. You know what I mean? The kids fucking knuckle up. The boys will knuckle up in the park, in the playground, but then you could see them the next day, and they're best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Women, they have it's a whole different thing, dude. Yeah, I would go now. I mean, that's why, I mean, I don't think I could ever have kids, man. My heart would break every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing how ruthless kids can be.
You know, yeah.
If I found out that someone was making fun of my daughter or my little son got you know, shoved around the playground or something. I'd feel so, I'd my heart would break, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It would break. I'd go to the fucking playground. I'd fight 7 year olds.
My brother with my nieces at the park.
Yeah.
He'll see like another 4 year old fucking shoving her.
Yeah.
And there's a part of him that wants to go set it on him, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Light that 4 year old up.
Yeah. He's like, yo, what the fuck? Hey, kid, back, the, you know, kid, back the fuck up. Kid's like four. Get your fucking hands off my daughter. I mean, I'm very protective of the, I think by nature, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's your family.
But I don't know. I just think it's so much easier being a guy.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure.
I mean, we don't have to I don't have to shower for 3 days.
That's
I'm good.
A given. Yeah.
You know, a chick doesn't shower for 2 hours. There's some fucking shit growing down there.
Yeah.
They got all the hygiene things I got to deal with.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Imagine that?
No. I don't even want to think about that.
Like, you know, there's just a lot of
stuff. You have like a whole thing. Like if you had a hole.
Like if I want to go pee, I could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I would be drinking at bars and just fucking go right
just
there.
Lean up against the bar.
You ever do that?
Yeah. I did that in Savannah, Georgia during St. Patrick's Day. I couldn't get out. Place was jammed.
You
I was
just
like,
pony
oh,
up.
This is it.
Take your, you know,
taking
you
a
just,
nice leak.
I gotta go.
This is what happens in bars. Yeah, it's a real rite of passage.
Well, there's a place in Portland that I went to where like the bar, and then there's a trough underneath the bar.
Yeah.
And then you that was designed for guys just to pee right there.
That's
like
amazing.
Yeah, because it was an all male bar.
It's a urine canal.
Can you imagine that, though, having an all-male bar?
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to go there?
Like the gays. It's called a gay bar.
Right?
Yeah. They're quite popular.
I'm just saying.
We got a whole neighborhood over
hey,
in
Pete,
L.A.
Hey, Pete, let's just go out and drink tonight and not look at any women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun.
Let's do it, dude.
Here's a question. Like, women have curves. Like, they have – women have exclusively all women stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think
curves? You mean like the workout place?
Yeah. Do you think like if men opened a thing, because you know they wouldn't let us have it. They won't even let you have the fucking Boy Scouts.
What would the male one be called?
Huh?
Lumps?
No. Striations.
Striations.
Yo. Come to Striation. That'd be the name of a Guido club.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to fucking Striations tonight. Yo, have you been
this weekend at Striations?
This weekend at Symmetry.
DJ Pump.
This weekend at fucking Anadrol, Club Anadrol, Club Winnie V.
Club Symmetry.
Yo, you going to Symmetricals tonight? Yo, let's do me a favor. Yo, fuck that. Let's go to Striations first. We'll go to Striation, and then we'll go to fucking Symmetricals. Yo, have you been to Traps?
Those are some good club names.
Yo, that's great. Striation. Yeah.
Striation.
I know there's a club. Where's Libations? How do I know Libations?
Yeah, that's a real one. Yeah, I know that too.
Where's Libation?
Is that I don't know, but that's a real one.
How do I know Libations?
Is that L.A.? It's not L.A.
Nah, that's Jersey shit.
Yeah. It's not a.
Yo,
West
let's
Coast
go
thing.
To Libations tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one. Go to Libation.
Fuck the list. Let's do top 10 Guido club names.
Yeah.
Let's do that right now.
Karma. Yakety Yak was great. Temptations,
Libations. No, let's do made up Guido names. Club names. Let's go.
Pex.
No, let's start it right now. All right. Let's do it right now. We're doing the top. We're you know what? The Bad Podcast in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
We're going fucking all in.
Okay.
Tell your friends. Top 10. Top 10 Guido club names. If.
I think Striations should be number one.
Yeah, Striations is number one.
Striations. Get to Striations tonight. Dude.
Yeah, we'll go to Striations.
Girls get in free before 11
fuck
at Striations.
Yeah. Guys, you don't. You get in, you don't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
If you don't wear a shirt, you get in free. So let's go to Club Striations is great. Oh, and a D's Nuts threw one out.
What is it?
Gumads. Club Gumad?
Gumad's? All right. I'm going to put that lower end for now. I like that.
How about...
Go to Gumad's.
Let's go to Club Gumad.
I like
hey,
Gumad's.
Yo. Yo, there's 2-for-1 of striations tonight.
What about spritz?
Yo! Thursday night, fucking striations. It's ladies' night. Ladies getting free. Guys, $2. You call it. It's all night long.
Number two has to be symmetrical.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Nestor comes in strong. And I had this in the back of my head.
What?
Okay. But Club Cavaricci. Yes. That's a definite 80s club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cavaricci's.
Yo, we going to Cavaricci's tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. The line starts up here and then it folds over. Those fucking pants, dude. Do you remember those? Were you too young for the Cavaricci?
Yeah, I remember the Cavaricci's, dude.
You had to button them like right here and then fold them down.
What about Capizios? So I like striations. I like symmetrical. Club Cavaricci is pretty dope.
Club Cavaricci's strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Club Symmetrical.
Yeah. Symmetrical's great.
Yeah.
What about, what are some other good...
Ooh, I got one. Waft.
Waft? Waft kind of sounds gross.
No, it's a waft of cologne. You get
Waft.
A waft.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, what's that smell? Did you see that guy over there? He's fucking striated up.
Yeah. another good, like... Like, what's the word I'm
looking
for?
Oh, hey, I got one. Yo, you want to go to Capizio's tonight? Yeah.
What's like another?
Oh, to my boy Cuzzo, right?
Yeah.
Yo, let's go to Club Scapadel.
Scapadel?
Like Scapadels.
Yeah. Scapadel, I like it. Like Scapadel.
Scapadels.
What's like a good, like, sort of something that sounds luxurious but sounds so Guido at the same time?
Like a Ferrari, you mean?
Like,
Club Anisette?
Yeah, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
let's go to Club Schwoyadel.
Scapadel. I like Scapadel.
Yeah, Scapadels are good.
What else? I thought we'd have more quicker, easier ones.
Yeah, well, these are great.
Yeah, these are really good ones.
Club Jakar?
Yeah, yeah.
That's too dated.
Come on. We can do better than that.
Club Cologne? I got one.
What?
We'll go to Gardens.
I like that. What about Lucchini's?
Let's go to Gardens. Get the basil and the fucking tomatoes.
Gardens.
you're so strong. Oh, this is going well. Okay, Craig, so let's go to Prosciutto's tonight.
Yeah, Prosciutto's. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Tommy coming in again. Diamond Girls. Diamond Girl, I like to know.
I like Diamond Girls. I'd go there.
Club Brajol. How about Club Freestyle?
Yeah, just Freestyle.
Oh, I got one.
What?
You don't want to go there. Like, we open this up. It's a bad area. People drink, right?
Yeah.
It's called Club Malokia.
You don't want to go there.
You don't want to go to Club Malokia?
The place would close in like a day. That'd be it. It would never open.
Oh, Mezzanines. Let's go to Mezzanines.
Yes.
Fuck, yo, did you go to Mezzanines tonight?
Everybody's in the Mezzanines.
Everybody fucking, yo, I got a table near the floor at Club fucking Mozzarella. I got a Club Mezzanine.
I like Symmetricals. Is funny,
Symmetricals
dude.
Great. Striations is number one.
Striations is number one. I think I got a pretty funny list right here. I mean, it's something.
How many we got?
I got 10 right now.
Oh, let's keep firing them off.
Yeah. We'll add some more.
That's a good one, Anthony. Club Cuisine.
Cuisine.
Let's go to Cuisine's tonight.
I like that.
Paisanos? Well, that sounds like a pizzeria.
Yeah. Cuisine's. Cuisine's. You seen this Cuisine?
Duck lips. Peter said Duck Lips Bar and Grill.
Duck Lips is funny, dude. Yeah, that's more of like a place you go before you go to the club.
Yeah.
You go to Duck Lips Bar and Grill. You get like the, you know, the fried fish.
Club Bacala.
Bacala is good.
Club Gallimard.
Yeah. Gallimard.
Okay, 12 minutes left. 2-1. Croatia's winning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, no more updates. I'm watching the rest of this game in, at home.
Oh, stop.
I don't want to hear
you. Didn't even bring your fucking computer.
I know. God damn it.
Frigiano comes in good. Club Cosa Nostra. Ooh, let's go to Omerta's tonight.
Cosa Nostra's good.
Club Omerta.
Cosa Nostra's good.
But that's now that's like real, though. Like, you know, what's a good funny one?
Which one? Coast and Ocean.
Hey, Richard Hyman
place?
Wants to know who the fuck watches tape soccer.
I do, dog.
Same people that are.
I do. I watch it. These matches have been on at like 4 a.m, 7 a.m. I got used to it.
By the way, technically, we're taping this podcast.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Is this tape?
Oh,
you see
boom.
What I did there? See what I did there? How about Club IROC?
IROC.
Let's go to IROC tonight.
Let's go to IROC. Yeah, so you gotta pluralize it. IROC.
IROC tonight.
Yeah. I got Gumad, Scapadel, Gardens, Prosciuttos.
Prosecco's.
Prosecco's is good. They got a
That's
great
a good
VIP
one.
Room.
Tommy's on fire. You got 2-for-1 at Prosecco's at Stevie B's tonight. Stevie B's would be great.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. He's calling it Stevie B's. Club Fajol. Oh, let's go to Fugazi's tonight.
Nah,
you don't want to go to Fugazi's.
You wouldn't want to be seen.
Everybody there, you know, nobody's who they say they are.
Yeah. A lot of fakes running around there.
Yeah, fake Fugazi's.
Yeah. I like Prosecco's. Prosecco's is great.
Let's go to Club Managot.
Managot. Stevie B's is fun.
B's is good.
Any name with an initial.
Oh, we could go to, did you ever go to Johnny O's?
Johnny O's. Yeah. Stevie B's.
Hey, what up, Patty? Patrick Wilcox. What's up? Stevie B's, Johnny O's.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, I think we got a list of our favorite top 10 fake Guido places.
Yeah, this is good.
I think, you know, you can, I mean, I'm just going to list a bunch of them. I don't know if this is more of a list than anything.
I like IROC.
Yeah, IROC has got to be on the list. Come on, man. IROC is great. I hate the autocorrect on phones, man.
What do you got?
I got IROC's. I got Prosecco's. I got Scapadel's. I got the Gardens. I got Club Prosciutto's. I got Diamond Girls.
Well, it's Prosciutto. Club Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. I got the Mezzanines. Club Cavaricci's. Symmetricals and Striations.
Club Facin.
Facin. All
Let's
right.
Let's go to Facin's. A lot of dickheads there at Facin's.
Facin's. I like it, man. So, dude, what's your deal? What do you got coming up? You got the weekend coming up in Sunnyvale. When are you doing the Huntington Beach stuff?
Doing Huntington Beach. Well, this weekend I'm at the store.
Uh-huh.
And next weekend I'm at
Rec Room.
I'm at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach.
Word.
But we'll talk about that next week.
Word up.
But you know, because we're shooting the movie on Tuesday.
I know, man. Can't wait, dude.
Me and PDG are shooting the movie on Tuesday.
It's real Hollywood stuff. I love it. We'll go to Cujine's afterwards.
And we'll talk about it. We'll do the podcast on Wednesday. Yeah. So let's try and book that out at ATC.
Yeah.
Or we could book it out here. Hopefully our fucking Facebook works.
Yeah, let's try ATC. Let's see if we can get back to it.
And then
to cameras and.
And then, yeah, so that's next week. So this week I'm just at the Comedy Store. Oh, Saturday night I'm at the Laugh Factory as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think I don't have my times yet at the store yet, so.
Word up, man. Well, awesome, dude. We got some top 10.
Then I'm in Montreal. Did I tell you I'm going to Montreal?
No.
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
Just for Laughs.
Just
but
for Laughs?
I'm doing Kevin Hart's thing for LOL.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Yeah, on Tuesday and Wednesday that week. And then when I come back on Wednesday, Thursday. No, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday. And then when I get back, I got to go up to Rooster Teeth Feathers. I'll be with my boy Carlos Rodriguez.
Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Hey, Carlos wants to be on the podcast next week. I think we should let him in.
All right, I'm down. Let's do it.
Should we update the bitch ass dad look?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah.
We could do the bitch ass dad's one.
Get Carlos back down here. Well, buddy,
all right, let's list the Guidos. Let's do the top five. Number one is Striations.
Striations, Club Symmetricals, I think, should be up there. Cavaricci's is fun. Mezzanines, I think, is great.
Mezzanines is strong.
I also like Prosecco's. I think that's great.
Prosecco's is like that's a thing. Like, but it's, you know, I don't know.
And IROC's is fun.
And you like Prosecco's over Anisette's?
No, I just think it sounds Prosecco. It just sounds like fancier.
What about clubs?
Italians would just go for Proseccos.
How about
first.
Club Sambuca?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to Sambuca's tonight?
I've been to a Club Sambuca before.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear
up.
To God.
You better put that on the list. If that's a real fucking place.
Yeah, it's called Sambuca's. Yeah, I've been to Sambuca's before. It's an actual club.
Where is Libations?
Well, I don't know, but that's on the list too. Libations. It's real.
That's a real club.
Yeah, yeah, Libations. Hey, go to Libations tonight.
I don't know if Libations is in Vegas. Like, it sounds like it's in Jersey. I remember going to Libage.
All right, well, I'm going to see.
Was it Atlantic City?
It sounds so.
No.
Is it New York City? Libation. Nightclub in New York City.
Yeah, Libage. What am I talking about? I was just there.
On Ludlow Street.
The kid. That's how I know it. I hooked the RZA brothers up with they were DJing there.
Go to Libations.
Libations. The kid Zach.
Zach.
That's how I know a Libage.
They got an EDM.
Okay.
Brunch.
Oh, Liz said that in Dallas they have Sambuca's.
Yeah. And that's where I went to.
People like Sambuca.
Yeah.
Sambuca is strong as fuck. All right. That's a great club name. Sambuca.
Sambuca. Dude, they got an EDM brunch at Libations.
Yo. We fuck. Cuz. Yo, cuz, what are you doing Saturday?
They got a buffet. You can finger the girl as you're online for the buffet.
Yo, cuz, what are you doing Saturday?
Well, I'm open. What do you got?
My fucking best friend,
yeah?
Right? His cousin's best friend.
Yeah.
Is DJing.
Yeah.
We can get a fucking table. You want to go to Striations on Saturday?
Yeah, I want to do Striations. Let's go to Striations. I got Striations. Let's go to Striations.
Yo, let's go to fucking.
Dude, they got an EDM brunch. At Striations.
Let's go to Club fucking Anadrol.
Yeah. They shoot you up while you're on the dance floor.
Club Peroni.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So what do we got? What do we got?
All right, we got, you can always get.
Let's
your
do our top
bottomless
five. Number
mimosas.
One is Striations.
Striations. Number two, Symmetricals.
Well, I don't know. Symmetricals, I think Libations. I don't know. Let me see.
Libations real, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, I got.
Striations is number one.
Yeah.
Mezzanines is number two.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll move Mezzanines to two.
Okay.
Cavaricci's is three. Club Cavaricci's.
Yes.
What do you say after that?
I've been pushing for Prosecco's.
All right, we'll throw Prosecco's in there.
And then, I just think that's good.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, Shanny, we're doing fake Guido club names. I know you just came in. You'll be great with this. We got Striations is number one.
Yeah, Striations.
All right, so we got Striations, Mezzanines.
Yep. Cavaricci's.
Cavaricci's. Club Pursuit. We got to do Club. We got Club Striations.
Yeah.
Club Cavaricci. Club. What's the other one? Oh, no, Club Mezzanine.
Yeah.
Club Cavaricci.
I like Club Prosecco's.
Club Prosecco's. And now we got to do Club Gumad.
Yeah.
You know, it's where you go there, you can pick up a girl at Gumad's.
Yeah, you go to Gumad's.
Oh, no.
It's in the name.
How about Club Scapadelle?
Scapadelle, perfect.
Is that like six? It.
That's six. We got we did a top five.
All right. And
that's
we got
good.
And we got IROCS.
Yeah, IROCS is perfect, yeah.
You got to make notes of these.
I mean, we're listening. We're good. We got it. I think.
Yeah, but when we got to go them over.
All right.
Oh, Club Bafungul.
Bafungul.
Oh, I got one. Yo, what are you doing Saturday?
Wow, where are we going?
Yo, my cousin's fucking best friend's working the door.
Yeah? Where at?
At Club Start the Zeet.
Mezzanines is two. Cavaricci's. Club Cavaricci.
Oh, Club Ming. We got to do Club Ming.
All right, we're going to do.
Hey, yo, what are you doing Wednesday?
What do we got?
Huh?
What do you got?
Dude, my best friend's fucking cousin's best friend.
Yeah?
His best friend.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's working the door.
Uh-oh. Where?
At Club Ashpet.
All right, dude. So listen, we're going to just do top five, okay? We got Striations, right? Mezzanines, Cavaricci. And then what was the other one?
Why are you getting agitated? Like, you're all upset.
No. I want to keep it. I want to wrap
well,
it
how
up.
Are we going to cut this up and
this podcast is never going to be seen again.
Let me explain to you why this. Let me tell you why this podcast is so great.
Why?
This is the little episode that could.
Yeah, it was.
Now,
it
granted, we started with like 50 people and there's only 20 left. God bless you, people. But this is the little podcast that could today.
Yeah, it was.
We overcame a lot.
Yeah.
We overcame your tardiness.
Adversity.
We overcame your absent-mindedness of not bringing the computer.
Right.
We overcame the internet dropping.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we overcame the fact that for some reason it wouldn't hit the button.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we overcame the fact that we didn't have the camera to go live.
Right.
Which we should be recording now.
Right.
And the sound went off.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yet we still came through.
Still came through, man. That's what it's all about, dude. That's what it's all about.
This is the little podcast episode that could.
That could.
And that's what we're going to name this one. And then we're going to do top 10 fucking Guido club names.
All right, cool. I like it.
Yeah, Richard said this is a strong podcast. Go call your mother.
All right, so striations is number one. Mezzanines is number two. Club Cavarici is number three. Prosecco's is number four. Number five, you have Irox.
Well, what about Scappadell's?
Scappadell's. All right, we'll do Scappadell's.
Well, wait, that was five, right? Because we got striations, yeah. Mezzanines, Cavarici, Prosecco's. We'll go to Irox. Irox is good.
Irox
just keep
is
it
fun.
There.
Yeah.
And then we got Club Scappadell.
All right. I like that.
Tommy Ness just said, this is our Citizen Kane. This is our Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, that's... I like Symmetricals, too. Could Symmetricals make the list?
Absolutely. Is it Club Symmetrical or Club Symmetry?
Symmetry is better, but Symmetrical just sounds like it's more technical, but yeah. It's not. I like Symmetry. No, we'll do Symmetry. It's Symmetry, yeah.
I got one.
What do you
got? Yo, what are you doing Sunday?
I don't know, man. I'm around. What are you doing?
Yo, my fucking cousin's best friend's uncle's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's bartending.
Where at? Where's she bartending? I like bartenders.
At Club Gumazigam.
Oh my gosh. Club Gumazigam. Dude, my dad used to say that all the time.
Oh, yeah, how do you say?
Gumazigam.
Hey, Gumazigam, Gumazigam.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one. Yo, cuz.
What? What's up, man?
What are you doing Monday?
I don't do anything on Monday. What are you doing?
Yo, my best friend.
Yeah.
In my whole world, he's my cousin, but he's not really my cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. His cousin's cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. Is working the bottle service area. We can get a table for fucking only a grand.
Yeah. Where at?
At Club Venica.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I got eight. Dude, Gumazigam's got to be on the
list. Yeah,
Gumazigam. That's great. I like that. Yeah.
Club Natavar.
I want to go to Club.
Oh!
Whoa. Hey. Who am I talking to?
Hey, you going to, who the fuck am I talking to? So you going there? did you see they just opened up a place?
Hey, what's it called?
You haven't seen it yet?
No, what is it? What's it called? Are you talking about, is this something new?
No, it's get the fuck out of here. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I got to go there.
Yo, did you know we got a new sponsor?
Yeah? What is it? What's the sponsor?
Hmm?
What's the sponsor? Is it a club? I want to go to it. Is it called Since When? Who's the new sponsor, bro?
Well, it's yo, it's they're opening up down in Wildwood.
Yeah, what is it called? Fajines?
It's a strip club. It's called Club Vagine.
Oh man.
Have you been to Club Vagines?
Dude, that'd be funny. And it's like apostrophe S, like it's possessive. Yeah. Vagines.
It's Club Vagine. Have you been? This fucking strip club's amazing. There's a new one. It's down the street from there.
Yeah.
It's called Club Navigate.
Oh man. Well, dude, I mean, we got some good ones, dude.
Dude,
I got a list.
I forgot to tell you though.
What do you got?
There's a new club that's opening up.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right. But it originated in New York. It's called the. It's called, you know who my fucking uncle is?
I want that to be one of the ones on the list. Mm. You know who my uncle is? You know who my fucking
club.
Uncle
hey,
is?
You're going to club. Hey, you know who my uncle is?
Everybody gets in.
There's no cover.
There's no cover. There's,
you make no money at the door. And your first 18 drinks are comped.
Yeah, comped.
But the bartenders will make a $500 tip.
Yeah.
Bartenders kill it.
Yeah.
At club, you know who my father.
The business is suffering.
You know who my uncle is.
The bartenders are making money.
You know, that's when we used to work the clubs in New York. You always knew it was there. It's time to get everybody out when you hear that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whenever you heard, you know who my uncle is. Uh-oh. And you're like, all right, it's time to wind
go.
Down. We're gonna wind down.
The lights
here.
Go on.
All right. There we go.
Oh,
there's gonna be a problem.
That's it.
You know who my father is. You sure you want to do this? Okay, it's time.
All right.
It's early. It's only 4 in the morning. Looks like we have to get this group of people out.
Oh man. Well, buddy, I think we got a good list here. Top 10.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
This gets the comeback podcast of the year.
All right, I like that.
We overcame adversity.
Yeah. Overcame adversity. And
I have a co-host. You can't see him.
Yeah. He was here the whole time. It was cool, though. What's up, guys? All right. Well, listen, we got to the top 10 fake Guido club names that should be real clubs. They're not, but they should be.
So let's start. We're going to go number 10, right?
Yeah. At number 10.
Hold on.
At number 10, we got Gumads. At number 9, we got Vagines. At number 8, we got Club Gumazi Gam. At number 7, Club Symmetry. At number 6, Club Scapadel. At number 5, we got Irox. At number 4, we got Club Prosecco's. At number 3, we got Club Cavaricci. At number 2, we got Mezzanines.
Oh, where the fuck are we?
And at number 1, you got the number 1 fake Guido club name. You got to go to this
spot. Yo, you guys want to come with me, man? I'm getting this in for free. My cousin works the door. Let's go to fucking Striations.
Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
If you don't know what Striations are, go look it up.
Yeah. Go look up my cousin Anthony.
Do you know, if you're new to this, you gotta know his cousin Anthony was the kid from the MTV thing.
MTV True Life.
Where I guess, is that your uncle that shaved his ass?
Yeah.
Is that your first cousin?
No, second cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's my father's. The guy who was shaving the butt is my dad's cousin.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. Is he still in shape, this guy?
I think they did like a follow-up on him, and he's a trainer.
Of course he is.
But he's not like in that shape that he was in back then.
Obviously. Of course not. That's not healthy.
Because, you know, aging and you know, not doing whatever you were putting in your body. You know what I mean?
Remember he's walking down the street. Everybody's
Roman features.
Everybody's staring at me. Look. It's like, yeah, you got a camera following you.
It's a full camera crew.
Look, everybody's looking at me.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
Was he fun to hang out with?
Oh yeah, he was a pleasure. He was a real pleasure.
Did you go out with him down the shore?
No. I remember him from just like being a kid. You know, not like, you know.
So here's the question, okay? And we know our sponsors, JR's Bar and Grill, is listening.
Ocean Bar and Grill,
Seaside Heights. Next time you're down in Jersey Shore, go to Seaside Heights, JR's Bar and Grill.
Yes.
As for Kevin, as for Brian, go get a slice of Maruka's pizza. Nice. Or let's just say, Pete.
Yeah.
You're opening up a new club.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Striations.
Right.
And you need billboards and posters done.
Yeah, where are you going
to
go?
You go to fucking Revolution Graphics.
I like that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Ask for Bob Frigiano.
Yeah, give you some fucking good designs.
Revolution Graphics.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, are we going to do this listeners' party at JR's Bar and Grill
in
September?
I like that.
When would be the time to do it? That's the question.
I mean, I think September would be good. August.
Is September good? Well, August might be a little tight for me.
Okay.
Well, maybe September. But I'm in Long Island, though.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the week after that.
Okay. So what date are we talking about?
We're
at Governor's?
I'm at Governor's, and then we can go down after that. But then it would be the week later, so that would be a waste of time.
We got to figure it out.
We got to talk to JR's Bar and Grill.
We'll talk to JR's Bar and Grill. We'll get it going. We're gonna have a listeners party. It's gonna be real in the streets.
And we'll call it. We'll call it for one night. We'll pick one of these names.
Yeah,
it'll be Striations at JR's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I like that. Striations.
Or how about Club Agabish? Agabi.
I like it.
Abits. Okay, guys. So this is the end of the podcast. There's 10 people left.
Yeah. We're gonna turn
now.
This
there's
off
seven.
In a second. Yeah.
Some of you are leaving.
I'm gonna go over in the room and turn you off.
All right.
Whenever you're
well,
ready.
Nobody's gonna know you're fucking here anyways.
Yeah. Call your mom, guys. I love you.
Go to Pete's website, hairandteeth.com. Guys, go to brettcomedy.com if you haven't saw my special yet. Brett with 1T comedy.com. What else? That's about it. So this weekend I'm at the Comedy Store if you want to come through. And you know we love you guys. Thanks for bearing us. This was the little podcast that could. Anyways, call your mothers. God bless.